Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Thank you to all the texters, by the way. Yes, the Indianapolis Colts play was the worst play of the year, so the Rams play is second worst. Hey, how you doing? It's Jason Goff. I got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. I've been telling you about it. It's a turnkey solution. Listen up. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency, so you can't lose. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads. Feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free, that's right, free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars. Just give them a call.
Just in time for holiday projects, The Home Depot has the Husky 20-piece ratcheting wrench set at a great price, just $49.88. Husky hand tools are guaranteed forever. Their slim design fits into spots most standard wrenches won't, and their price fits nicely in any holiday budget. However you build cheer, we have just the tools to do it. Let's do this. The Husky 20-piece ratcheting wrench set, just $49.88, now at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
This debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is The Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Their chances are when they take on John Fox's old team, the Broncos, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. You know, I think our staff's done a good job. Our players have done a great job of, you know, continuing and try to improve. It was something we felt like we would be here at some point. And, you know, just through hard work and guys committed to being good teammates. And, you know, we're starting to make some strides.
That was head coach John Fox, obviously happy with the Bears' 37-13 win over the Rams in St. Louis yesterday. The win gets the Bears to 4-5 after starting the season 0-3. Bears will look at tape today before getting the day off tomorrow. They'll then begin getting ready for Sunday's game against Denver. Broncos will most likely be without Peyton Manning for that one. Yesterday, Manning was benched after throwing for 35 yards in three quarters and tossing up four interceptions. News came this morning that Manning is suffering from plantar fasciitis. His teammates say he was having trouble walking last week. Elsewhere in the league, New England's Julian Edelman broke his foot in the first quarter of yesterday's win over the Giants. He needs surgery. The Patriots are hopeful he can return this season. The Giants' Victor Cruz announced yesterday that he'll undergo season-ending calf surgery. And Houston and Cincinnati play on Monday Night Football tonight. You can hear that game right here on 670 The Score starting at 6:45. The Blackhawks' Patrick Kane extended his goal streak to a career-high 7 games last night as the Hawks downed Calgary at the United Center.
I'm playing with good players, not really worrying about streak or anything like that. You're just trying to watch the slate clean every game and show up and try and do your job. So when you're playing with this caliber of players, you know you're going to find yourself in good opportunities to get good chances and make plays. So it's been a nice little run. Hopefully it continues.
Blackhawks next play in Edmonton on Wednesday. Bulls host the Pacers tonight at 7. Cubs bench coach Davey Martinez will not be the next manager of the Dodgers. The three finalists for that job are Dave Roberts, Bud Black, and Gabe Kapler, according to CBS Sports' John Heyman. Baseball awards season is underway. Rookie of the Year awards will be announced tonight. And in college football, the Illinois Northwestern game at Soldier Field will kick off at 2:30 on November 28th, according to a release from Illinois. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And Burger Bar Chicago will blow your mind with big, bold flavored burgers, grilled wings, and over 100 craft beers located at 1150 South Michigan Avenue or 1578 North Clybourne. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you very much, Julie DeCaro. Julie had the updates all day, and we appreciate her partnership and assistance. Thank you to our guests today.
A partnership and assistance.
Hub Arkish was on the show. Paul Klee from the Denver Gazette, or if there's another word in there, I don't know what it is.
The Gazette.
The Gazette. Mm-hmm. Big Cat Williams.
James. I have all his paintings.
Big Cat. Thank you. Thank you. That's why I pronounced him Paul Klee by accident at the beginning. Because that's how the painter pronounces it. Brian Gertz is the video streamer as well.
That's exciting.
At watch670thescore.com. No. I thought you were going to come over and have
puzzles,
some culture.
I always see it as Klee instead of Clay.
I do too. I see Klee. I don't know anything else. Klee, I'm an ignorant bastard. I don't know that.
Paul Klee,
it's
man.
It's Klee. It's according to the art man over there.
It's part of Klee. It's part of the Bauhaus.
But it always looks like Klee.
Who cares?
We don't. I don't know.
Correct. Pronounced Klee.
I guess Jason's not going to come
you
over.
You are a huge nerd.
Not going to come
wait
over
a minute,
and talk art with me.
I can't see out of my right eye. I can't even see the microphone.
No. When I come
leave
over,
me alone.
Yeah, but Derek doesn't know that his double vision is supposed to last. Well, I didn't hear that.
I don't know. Who
told me that?
Maybe another 3 weeks I'll see people.
All right, boys.
See you later, everybody. The shift change was brought to you by...
Man, I'm all right with that.
Yeah, these two dudes is like, get the hell up out of here so we can do our show.
The freight train's got some work to do. The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, saluting military families, presented by Kia and Magellan this Saturday at 7. Thank you, Jay Zawoski, Brett Lyons, for stepping in and doing a great job, as he always does. And Kevin Zipak as well. Hello, man. What's going on?
When the Bears are good, remember yesterday.
Yeah, it felt like a stepping stone towards
just
the goodness.
One of those, I don't believe in statement games and messages sent.
Like the first time Seattle really beat the Patriots, and Richard Sherman was all in Tom Brady's face.
That wasn't last night.
Richard was bad last night. That was the arrival game for that defense.
Yes, I can appreciate a marking point in a rebuilding where you can say, okay, that's a thing. Oh. It is a thing to go on the road with, and here's what I can't.
Without Purnell, without Forte.
Not just that. Look at it this way. Week 10 of last year, you were down 42-0 at half in a game you were going to lose, 55-13 or whatever
Patriots
it was.
Game?
No, that was the Green Bay game. Coming off having given up 50, giving up 50-plus, going to the bye, then you're down 42-0 at half. Okay,
Real coaches.
So, that's a culture. That's a team culture.
Wait. Your top
off-season defensive signing, Pernell McPhee, didn't make the flight. Your top offensive off-season signing, Eddie Royal, didn't even get on the plane. And you're starting a rookie running back. You have this, I mean, it's not a perfect, it's not a controlled experiment here.
A guard is starting to center.
You got a makeshift line.
Jeffrey's on one leg.
Yeah. You are on the road coming off a short week with a West Coast trip.
All that being said, the St. Louis Rams lost their damn fool mind by not giving Todd Gurley that football. Like we have to balance that out with the ineptitude.
And don't forget Nick Foles.
He was awful.
He's
awful.
I don't know what happened.
That's like lower third of the NFL bad.
That's a Chip Kelly offensive creation.
That's what I think too.
Exactly what
because
it was.
If you notice how long it took him. Because in Chip Kelly's offense,
it was starting to. Bray was starting to with Bradford a little
bit. With everything pre-planned, with plays packaged. He didn't have to worry about his horrible downfield vision.
15-yard hitch he couldn't complete.
And his terrible, I mean, that long windup. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. That stuff's hidden in a spread offense. In an actual NFL offense, he can't get rid of the ball, and he can't see it when he's got to see it anyway.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I'm aware of the ineptitude. It's all there.
Yeah, they count on their defense. I mean, that's a team that counts on their defense and Todd Gurley. Right. They can run the ball and play defense.
And they just told Todd not to show up because they don't need to bother
Todd. At some point, you win 4 games out of 9 in this league, even if they were inept, that means you are impressive on some level.
I agree. They helped make them look inept.
Right.
If you can get them in those thirds and longs and you make Nick Foles, the Bears deserve some credit for doing what they did.
That's the fifth. That defense is fifth in the league overall, sixth in scoring, and you went down there. You put up almost 400 yards on them.
I'm going to miss Gase, man.
Is he good.
I'm going to miss him.
You know how many things he did?
Hey, when's the last time the Bears had a hot coordinator?
We were talking about that off the air.
You mean just like that other people want it?
Yes.
That's the thing. And not a guy that was going to interview a couple of times and be told that he was getting better at the process like Ron Rivera. When's the last time the Bears had a coordinator that people needed in their lives?
Was there a D coordinator under Lovey along the way that people jumped at?
Lovey was the guy.
He ran everything. Yeah. He had nominal defensive coordinators. Yeah, that's like one
Bobby Babich. Bob Babich, right?
I'm trying to think if there was ever
now
an offensive
y'all
guy.
Messing with a Bobby Babich.
Forget the defense. If there was ever an offensive coordinator
Ed
that
Hughes?
People wanted.
Yeah, think about it. They've never had a hot coordinator.
Ed Hughes is
Buddy
a different...
Ryan.
Buddy Ryan, yeah, got the Eagles gig, right?
Yeah. It's probably
okay, so,
the answer
so
probably...
So we're going back to 87?
That's a defensive 86? Guy, though.
Vince Tobin actually came in for Ryan and...
Anybody. And I'm talking about any hot coordinator. Any guy that was like, you know what?
Back to the 80s.
Was there a moment where Ron Turner was a hot coordinator?
No, 95, he did a great job.
Yeah, the Kramer year.
But he never did.
And then he told Jay Cutler how bad he was in meetings, and all of a sudden Jay is like, guess who I don't want as my offensive coordinator anymore? That guy.
Or that guy.
I'm not grown up yet. Everyone must go. He's like Oprah with coordinators. You're fired, and you're fired, and you're fired.
You're dumbass fired.
It's just such simple, smart things that Gase does. I'm gonna run between the tackles relentlessly, and then you will respect the play fake. And when my guy is on a bootleg, I will screen it over the edge screen it over the edge of your pass.
You also got outrun by a white guy. Right down the middle of the field.
Zach Miller?
Cutler.
We got Terry North on the show now.
I'm just saying.
I love your work on the drive.
You can't possibly get outrun by a white guy.
He's the only one listening.
Okay. Not a max job, by the way.
Zach Miller's pro day in 2009. 4-4. He ran a 4.53.
Tremaine Johnson had a bad running game.
Something.
Hey, Tremaine Johnson never really got his stride. Yeah, the Roosevelt Williams stride.
Athletic rhythm.
Do you think because he did those a couple of times where he was trying to get his giddy up and he couldn't get his rhythm.
Yeah, he was saying the first time.
Hey, do you think Berline was right that Zach Miller looked up and saw himself on the big screen and made a move?
Yeah.
Did
Miller say so? He said he knew where to put his swerve on.
And it worked.
I'm just glad he didn't break into 1,000 pieces on the way.
But actually, on the Jumbotron, he was black, so it made it made him faster.
Right. That's that new HD.
I mean, seriously,
that's the new 4K. It turns you into a black guy.
I did not realize he could run like that.
I didn't either.
But the pro day's a long time ago, a lot of injuries.
Do you think he got up and got away from somebody? Like, he
He made a smart move utilizing the video board.
Not just the video board.
He took good angles.
But exactly. Like that one just, you know, all right, you know I'm going
Jason
to be.
Jason Sehorn, right.
You know I'm going to be 10 yards away from you on the third or fourth step. That was a guy who was like curling a little bit and then running a different angle. And Tremaine Johnson, a 6'2", 205-pound corner that they were supposed to. They put him on Alshon. He did a nice job because he had help over
Alshon,
the top.
But yeah, Alshon didn't have any legs.
But see, here's the thing.
But he's not a fast guy either, though. Tremaine Johnson.
So nobody in their secondary
Janoris
is fast.
Jenkins is a fast dude. Alec Ogletree is hurt. You got the defensive tackles who are not going to make that play. I mean,
McLeod history did it. 280-yard plays, and is that right?
It's the first time a Bears quarterback in their history, so since 1920, first time a Bears quarterback has had 280-plus-yard touchdowns in a game.
And they're both big yak plays.
Right.
That's what they are.
Right.
Reminds me of, for a long time, Super Bowl record.
Kenny King.
Plug it to Kenny King was the Super Bowl record. That 81. Was a swing pass that went 80 yards.
I just didn't think after all the injuries, Zach Miller could still run like that.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Well, I mean, maybe you could do some Belichick stuff. Maybe you can start using a move guy.
There you go.
There you go.
We can see Gronk coming already.
Martellus.
I didn't say
Hey, Gronk and Chandler, when they get it going. You got two guys working.
Hernandez, that was the.
I think they like Zach Miller better than I think they like him and what he's all about. And Martellus Bennett will probably if they can keep him healthy. I don't think you're going to see both those guys.
No,
Martellus is going to gripe at some point because
I know
the Larry Fitzgerald thing is going to come into play here. Where last year Larry Fitzgerald. You know, everybody's talking about all the injuries and everything. He was on the last year of his deal, I believe, and they stopped throwing him the football. Well, and his father came out and said, they're not throwing my son the ball because they don't want him to pay him. And now all of a sudden, Larry Fitzgerald found the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then now all of a sudden, Larry Fitzgerald found the fountain of youth. No, you're targeting him because you've already paid him.
If you were paying attention and you speak fluent Martellus, he already
He's not happy. Two weeks ago, I'm a complete tight end.
He already griped. He's like, Jimmy can't block for crap. He's like, I don't want to say it because then I'm an a-hole, and the a-hole doesn't get paid.
Right.
So he already, between the lines, let you
which
in.
Which is a good sign he knows that, by the way, he doesn't get paid. That's a great sign he knows
He's at the practices. He knows what they're installing.
He does.
He knows when they're going to Zach Miller and like, wait a minute, hold on now. I'm the dude. I'm the dude sitting next to the dude who's trying to be a dude.
Be careful.
Nah, he knows. Yeah, I think Zach Miller.
He'll be a jet in the morning.
Yeah, I think Zach Miller. Is more to their liking. They tried to trade him at the draft. They just couldn't get anything.
Dave Tobe was the hot coordinator that people are referencing.
Gary Croton. But I'm talking about a guy that's really an important part of your team.
I asked Spiegel that during the commercial break, and he was searching for names, and I couldn't come up with names.
Gase, too, you know, Matt Bowen always talks about the fatal flaw of even good offensive coordinators is they get greedy, they get egotistical, they think, now I can hit him, this is the time, this is the shot, I'll get him now. And it's the nature of the job that makes guys do that, but there was a patience. There was a long view that Gase takes in games where he doesn't get stupid just because of score and situation throwing him off what the initial plan
was.
He's
a chess player.
It's great. You
know, he's not shooting marbles or playing
John
checkers.
Fox is picking that successor among the staff and getting them ready.
All right. The shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, saluting military families, presented by Kia Magellan this Saturday at 7. Boys, you know we got a football Monday, a Bears Monday, so we're going to get out of your way because I know you got John Fox and all the other things.
Oh, we love hiring John
Fox. Are you kidding?
You got to be on time.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I got to be on time. So I don't want Tannehill and a Batacola to kill me, so I'm getting waved off. Let you guys do your thing for the next 4 hours and 44 minutes. Dan and Terry show, the Boys and Bernstein show coming up. Speegs, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, man. We got
the Bulls
tonight.
Game tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some other Monday Night Football, some other things happening.
Yeah, a chance to talk about that Hawks hot weekend as well.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. You do that on the podcast, too. He's Matt Spiegel. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit numale.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Mount Prospect and Skokie, starting at 7:30 p.m. Register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the Ultimate Fan Cave Prize Pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV, plus win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what's... What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This are brought to you by Sunrise Chevy in Glendale Heights.
Boars and Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of pisses are rapping at someone's back door. I'm pretty sure of that. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
I'm Dan Bernstein. John Fox speaks momentarily from Hallis Hall. We will carry that for you because it is always compelling to hear from Foxy.
Oh!
Matt Bowen at 2 o'clock. His own football team rolled on this weekend.
Kicked their ass. That's your 3A champion.
Kicked Princeton's ass. Yeah. You don't know any other teams in 3A.
I do, so I've been studying 3A my entire damn life.
No clue.
I'm ready. Been, yes, I am.
It's been a 3A.
Yes, I am.
And
a 3A.
Zach Zaidman will join us with Bears news when that becomes available. And we've got some surprises for you as well. 312-644-6767 is how you reach us at WSCR The Score. Email us at boresandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to it. We're streaming 670thescore.com.
Texting
67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter, it's at @Bores_Bernstein. You can follow me at @Dan_Bernstein. There's also boresandbernstein.com. And we have the radio.com app that lets you bring the show with you on your mobile device should you be away from a radio or a computer. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
We were hit down in the tunnel pregame, and we were walking through, and Alshon Jeffries came out of the Bears locker room. He was questionable coming in. He was expecting Alshon Jeffries to be looking for the back shoulder throw
all game.
Is it that tough? Do you not read your card
all game?
You have a flip card, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it spelled right on there?
And apparently Mariani is difficult for people, and Robbie Gould. I mean,
Robbie Gould.
It's not that hard. I don't think.
I love Matt Abaticola, and you know what? He is Dale Jr. Eliminated.
Chris Tannehill.
Touchdown, Chicago.
83.
I knew that was coming.
Oh,
I've been waiting since. I'm waiting hours for that.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. That was the gimme. I knew that we were about to hear.
God.
No doubt.
He is Captain Indestructo.
We got some professional broadcasters actually coming up this week. It's Ian Eagle and Dan Fouts. And so finally, the Bears at 4-5 are good enough to have earned actual broadcasters.
Boy, that yesterday, that was a trip I don't want to take. I'll tell you that. That was the three of them.
It was rough road.
That's two Steves that they're both sitting here.
John Fox, brought to you by Hyundai.
Wednesday, post-practice. Any questions?
Now, when you run back to the film of the game like yesterday, do you take a minute to step back and say, wow, that was a thoroughly impressive performance?
You know, I think, you just kind of evaluate it, what they're being asked of, whether it's offense, defense, or the kicking game, what snap, the whistle, the effort, the execution, the what to do, how to do, and I think we probably clicked as well as we have all season long, on a short week on the road against an NFC opponent, which we hadn't done yet. So from that standpoint, it's gratifying after the fact. You're just trying to get W's, whether it's by 3 or 30. It doesn't really matter. They all count the same.
How is the decision made to keep your defense on the field for their fake punting? Was there something to pick you up, or you're seeing in game situations that might do something strange there?
Well, they historically, really kind of converting fake punts. I think they're, might rank as high as they do on offense on third down. So They've done quite a bit of it historically. Jeff Fisher's, you know, and his teams in the past, regardless of where he's been, have executed those as well as anybody. So we took extra precautions, and you know, our guys executed.
Yesterday, Jay's kind of continued to amaze you with some of the ways he's handling everything
for him.
What is he doing particularly well right now?
Well, I think, you know, I think he's playing the quarterback position exceptionally well. You know, I think he's converted this on third down, although yesterday wasn't our highest totals in that area. You know, we've tried to eliminate the turnovers, whether it be sack fumbles or interceptions. You know, getting this in the right play. You know, they give you a variety of looks, a lot of pressure packages, you know, and then to get us in and out of plays is very critical. And he studies extremely hard to get that done. I think our offensive staff have done a terrific job of managing that, and he's done a great job responding to it.
When you checked to that run on third and 10 there, what impressed you about the recognition there?
Well, we didn't fully execute it. We didn't get it communicated outside quite as well as we'd like. I think, you know, it was something they showed late in the first half, a look. We call it 11-up look. You know, and again, it can trying to audible to something good on that is can be a little bit challenging. But, you know, we had a good answer, and we executed.
Obviously, on the stat sheet, a more quiet day for Alshon, but what about in terms of maybe the way he's still able to dictate some coverage? I saw you got the big downfield block on the screen. What do you think of his performance?
Well, I think it was a gutsy performance. I think you know, he missed some practice time due to a leg injury. You know, I think our staff, Mike Rowe, the rest of the office staff, did a good job of managing him during the game, you know, in and out. Kind of resting that, trying to create some 2-over-1 situations to help our offensive football team. You know, so, you know, considering the circumstances, I thought he did outstanding.
John, with the news of Peyton Manning, number one, can you talk a little bit about your relationship with him and your experiences with him?
Talk about
it. And are you surprised the type of year that he's had?
You know, I haven't really got a chance to study their team. I'm done with you guys, I get to do that. But I've got nothing but great respect. He's a great, great, great quarterback, you know, arguably the best to play the game. I don't know his status right now, so I really can't speak too knowledgeably of it, other than I know what a tremendous competitor he is, and, you know, we've got great respect. I know a lot of people in that organization that I have great respect for, and it'll be a big challenge here in Chicago. Yeah, he did. I mean, we obviously missed him. His leadership, his communication skills, I think a lot of guys leaned on. You know, we lost Purnell for that game. He's been a little bit that guy. Antrell getting back in there a couple weeks ago helped. And obviously yesterday, Shea in there both. You know, and his play recognition and his performance, as well as, you know, his leadership and communication ability. I think just his leadership, you know, how he raises all boats. I think, you know, he's an outstanding teammate.
Yeah, those boats again. That's right. Too many boats. I can't keep track of the boats.
Knowledge of the game.
That's the pool boat, though.
I don't know, time management guy I've ever seen, you know, as far as preparation for football.
Have they changed much since you left? Are they pretty much the same team?
Yeah, you know, again, I haven't gotten to study them that much yet. You know, I've seen them because we've crossed opponents, but I'll get into my major film study after I get done here.
What accounts for that? Is it just a jump? Is it just kind of seeing what the other team's doing? Is it making adjustments right away? How would you kind of explain that?
I would try to be funny there, but I'm not.
I think, please.
You know, for whatever reason, we haven't started as fast. I don't know, jitters or what it might be. I can't put my finger on it. We're working at it. The good news is we've responded and, you know, kind of made adjustments and gotten better the rest of the game. But it's something we'll work on, talk about. We've talked about it as a staff, and you know, we'll try to inject some things in practice that might help that.
What worked for the defensive front yesterday? It seemed like they were able to force Nick out of the pocket more often than they had in the past couple weeks, even without Purnell.
I think, you know, every one of these things takes on its own personality. It's different. The matchups are different. It can change week to week. They do. The opponent does. We play with good effort. You know, I think for the most part, other than the first drive, we pretty much fit where we needed to fit. And all in all, I thought we had a good plan and our guys executed it.
Just another game on the schedule, realistically, for you personally?
What are we talking about? This last game or Denver? Well, it is. You know, I think somebody asked me about, the familiarity and all that. So when you've been doing this for 26 years, you kind of run into a lot of people you know. When you're with your eighth team, you end up playing your ex-team a bunch. I think everybody has that maybe the first time, you know, whether you're a player or a coach. I feel for the people that got to play against family. You know, that's the ultimate of really knowing somebody, you know, whether it's a player or a coach. I think that becomes maybe the hardest thing to do. But, a lot of close friends there, a lot of people I've shared some great moments with. And it's the next team on the schedule.
How do you handle personal feelings in a week like this, knowing that there's probably going to be a couple that spring up throughout the course of the next?
Yeah, you don't really think of that. You know, it's a job, you know, and just like you guys have, and again, it's going to come down to who executes the best and whether they're friends or good relationships or not, you know, or somebody you don't even know. This game's still about winning, and they're going to be doing everything they can to win, and so will we.
With Langford playing so well, is it going to be tricky when Forte comes back to handle that and handle that situation?
This is all tricky.
Again, didn't ask you that.
It's all a problem. You know, I know we're doing everything we can here to create competition.
Yes. Thank you.
Learn to enjoy it. So we'll cross that bridge when it happens.
John, I think the
cross that bridge when it happens.
You know, again, I'm not in a position to comment on that yet. You know, as I said before, on any injury updates or pup list updates, we'll let you know Wednesday.
Last one. What did you like about Brock Osweiler?
Yeah, he was smart. I think he's had the opportunity to learn under one of the best. I think he's for a big man, he's got good quickness, good athleticism. So I felt good about it. I didn't get a chance to see a lot of him, but when I did see him, I liked what I saw.
We'll put Chris on for a minute.
Scoreboard update.
From the score update, hello. Score update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. I miss all of you. In a Bears blowout in St. Louis yesterday, Score football analyst Olin Krutz says everything went right.
37 points against a very good defense and two very good defensive coaches, well-respected in the league. So a great performance by the Bears and a couple explosive plays and running game really put the Rams away at the end of the game.
Krutz with Mully and Hanley today. Bears play the Broncos next. Peyton Manning's status for that game uncertain. Adam Schefter reporting today that Manning's foot injury has worsened. Elsewhere, Saints defensive coordinator Rob Ryan still has his job. Head coach Sean Payton says today that Ryan is still part of the coaching staff despite reports he would be fired. And Giants receiver Victor Cruz to have a season-ending calf surgery, I know.
And unattractive. And you know what? He smells bad.
How do you know that?
I've been close to him.
How long ago? Mm. It's possible his hygiene.
He hasn't taken a shower since I last saw him. At least not in water.
Well, he doesn't look like it. But it doesn't,
no.
You know, some people don't look like they've showered, but they have.
Given up more yards and more points than anybody in the NFL. In my country, fired.
You're fired.
And smells bad, according
and
to
And he
you.
Smells bad. Mm-hmm. Thank you, yes.
Dan, do you know that for sure, too?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Derrick Rose is still dealing with blurred vision as the Bulls are getting ready for the Pacers game tonight at the United Center.
Does that keep him from guarding people, too?
Can't see him.
I mean, I guess you can't see him. Can you not see people?
You can't see him. How can you guard somebody you can't see him?
You can't get over a screen.
No, how can you get over a screen? Can't see him.
Okay.
Well, seeing double, it'll happen. Maybe he's guarding two different people. He's guarding the wrong guy because he sees two different people.
Well, pick the one on the left, then.
This update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's big green egg superstore. And Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe in Burbank and Darien opens 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Catering, banquets, carry out, pickup, and delivery. For everything Chuck's, visit chuckscafe.com. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the home for the Chicago Cubs. Next season, every game will be heard on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, it's, great to hear Chris Ranji.
It's Bears Monday, and it's Bears Victory Monday.
It's a romping, stomping victory over the hated Rams.
This is the happiest I could ever imagine this city being about a team that's 4-5. They're 4-5.
4-5. And the part of the schedule that you looked at in the season and thought, you know, they can win some of these games here, even no matter how much they're struggling. That's what's in front of you. You've got the Broncos and Peyton Manning ain't gonna play quarterback. I don't believe
it. It would be nice if he did.
Yeah, it would be nice if he did. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I never thought we'd be in a position actually hoping Peyton Manning was gonna play.
Yeah, I don't think it's a giveaway day there again. Although Oswald, it might be. And then you have the Thanksgiving night game with Rodgers. Mm-hmm. And after that, smooth sailing. And Packers aren't any good anyway. They're playing worth crap.
No, the best,
watch them?
The best moment of Rodgers' day came after the game.
Yes.
When he told that fan to shut up.
Yes, he did.
That was really something.
I've never seen him struggle like this week after week. I've never seen it. I mean, one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen, and he just struggles.
Did anybody ask Fox about his avoidance of in reporting the injuries?
Yeah, that they were left behind.
Did anybody at any point since it happened, maybe after the game yesterday, did he address that at all? Because the NFL is looking into the fact that he informed the Rams but did not alert the media,
right,
or
anyone else.
Or the league, as he was supposed to, that Royal, Forte, and McPhee didn't make the flight.
Didn't make the flight.
Because they've got to be downgraded to out.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the daily fantasy people and everybody else can have a reasonable opportunity to set their lineups, and there's no proprietary information that might be available to gamblers that wouldn't be available to the public. That's why they try to make it transparent, and he went outside
the rules. He chose not to.
He flouted the rules.
Yep.
And, or as some say, unfortunately, flaunted, but it's not true. He flouted them. And did anybody get any clarification from him on that? You know?
I did not see that question asked.
Why?
I didn't see it.
Why? Why bother? What are you doing? Because at that point, if you've already told your opponent, there's nothing to be gained competitively, right?
Right.
They know. It's not changing anything they do. You actually told them, so what's your deal?
I don't know.
All right, so this was Aaron Rodgers. Apparently there was the moment of silence for the victims of the terrorism in Paris, and somebody at the end of the moment of silence screamed, "Muslims suck."
Mm-hmm.
This was Aaron Rodgers' reaction to that.
Yeah, I think it's important to do things like that. We're a connected world, you know, 6 degrees of separation. I must admit that I was very disappointed with whoever the fan was who made a comment that I thought was really inappropriate during the moment of silence. It's that kind of prejudicial ideology that I think puts us in the position that we're in today as a world.
Good for him. Good for him. It's nice that he felt, even in the aftermath of that miserable loss, they tried to give you the win, too.
They tried to
the hell out of that.
I've never seen, that I can recall, a field goal like that wasn't blocked.
Well, did he, what I cannot figure out, I've watched every replay of this. Did he kick the holder's hand? I could not tell because his hand is curled under a little bit.
We watched it like 5 times. We couldn't tell what happened there. That's the only thing that could make sense.
But it was not blocked, right?
You never saw contact with the football.
There's no hand on it.
Right, it was not blocked. It looked like he had a clean swing.
At first it looked like it had to have been blocked with that kick because that's like a third grade kick. That's a little kid kicking the ball and barely makes it over the line and he goes, "Oh, Dad, I screwed up." I didn't see anything.
I thought he might have made contact with the holder was the only thing that I thought could possibly have happened, but I don't know.
Because they never showed the actual, like the placement and the hold before the kick, so you couldn't tell what happened there. You could tell once the ball was in the air, no one touched it.
It just looked weird right after
impact. I've never
seen
anything like that. I mean, I've seen guys miss. You've seen a lot of guys miss. But I mean, like, miss the ball? Well, what kind of response to pressure is that? The Lions wanted to hand. They're like the Giants. They can't wait to give it to you. They can't wait to be stupid enough to have the ball sitting there with this guy to kick a field goal.
That was Mason Crosby, right?
Yes.
Mason Crosby. Yeah, and that's interesting because you guys remember on Thursday, I think, Dan, you said sit him, and Terry, you said bench him.
That's right.
So
yes.
Hopefully people were listening to the segment on Thursday, they would have been informed.
If you're checking out Sit 'em or Bench 'em, that's the kind of information that you get. We're Boers and Bernstein, Matt Bowen at the top of the hour. We'll get his thoughts on the Bears' performance. Two big wins in a row. That was an unlikely win against a team that has a roster that's way better than theirs.
Yep, rough and stomping win.
And the Bears' coaches out-coached their counterparts, just pants them.
By eons.
Angry Greg Williams and his kill the head. His head got killed.
Yep.
You got the score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
Hey, sports fans, meet Chris Bryant, Rizzo, Butkus, Favre, and more at the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular. November 20th through 22nd at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Over 90 superstar athletes, including Pele and Pujols, with 300 vendors selling sports memorabilia and trading cards. Tickets on sale now. Visit FanaticsAuthenticShows.com.
Home Run and Pizza off the Grill is the perfect choice for your next tailgate. Cook one in just 13 minutes. For more information, visit HRIGrilling.com.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up and comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night, night.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Chicago, ready to switch to Sprint? Sprint will pay off every dime of your old phone or contract via American Express reward card when you turn in your phone. Visit Sprint.com/Chicago Network to learn more. It's time to move forward and switch to Sprint today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Down here with defensive end Jarvis Jenkins.
I told those guys, my last visit here, 2012, I was with Washington. Coach Shanahan gave us the same speech that Ghost Fox said. This is a chippy team. They're dirty, and they're going to try to get you out of your game, but you have to stay in your game. You can't let the after-the-play mentality affect your play.
Jarvis Jenkins with Zach Zaidman, and that's the speech everybody gives before playing the Rams.
Yep. But it's not Jeff Fisher's fault.
He's the head coach.
He's the guy. He's getting an unfair rap about that team. Man, no. I must be... Yeah, I just need a new TV or something. Although, I'll tell you what, the Bears didn't get much of a chance to be dirty. You got to tackle somebody, be able to get dirty. You got to touch them with more than one hand and actually catch them. And they're so good at that.
And they committed to just running at those tackles. You know, Brian Billick always says, run at speed, run away from strength. And Aaron Donald can be both, but his quickness is, they were not shy running in between the tackles. And both Jeremy Langford and Kadeem Carey ran very hard. Carey actually impressed
me
a little bit. Although
he did run very hard.
My worry with him is he does run to contact, and he's not big enough. I mean, somebody just exploded the ball away from him once. I kept expecting that to happen more. He was taking some shots in the hole.
He does take some shots. He's not big. Every time you see him, you just think he's going to get spinning like a top, and then the ball will fall out. It's just like
he took a bunch of big hits.
I guess that's what he does. I mean, I don't know what else it is, but that's what he does. But I mean, he's trying to make this team. He's trying to keep a spot on this team.
It's hard for a backup running back who doesn't play special teams, because backup running backs need to be core special teamers, and he doesn't really do anything other than what he did. But
you live with him as a backup?
Yes, backup, I guess. But depending on how else the special teams roster was constructed, but he helped you win a game. He did some things that certainly helped you in that game, and there were, you know, between him and Zach Miller and, boy, Shea McClellan all over the place.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is there was never a moment when you thought the Rams were coming back. There was never that
moment.
Not
with Nick Foles.
Never a moment.
Not saying, oh, just wait. You just give this guy an
opportunity. No, some teams you know are coming back at you.
No, he couldn't hit an open guy.
You know he's not.
There's a double combination problem with Foles in that his eyes just get short, close to the line of scrimmage as the play is going on. He doesn't keep his eyes down the field. He has the double whammy of not only recognizing any possible open receiver late, but by the time he does, it just takes him forever to crank into that release.
Good God, Mike.
One or the other. Either if you have late recognition and a quick release, you can live with it. Or if you have a slow release and you see things a little bit earlier, there's a way to make it work. But you can't be bad at both of those things.
It's difficult in the NFL to be that one-trick pony. And that's really what they're a great defense. And Todd Gurley is trying to grow in a reputation as a terrific running back. And he really, you know, he was ignored yesterday. I don't know what the Bears did, but they just said, okay, well, we'll just let this idiot throw the ball. And, you know, that trade for those two idiots, that's one idiot for another idiot. Awful. I don't want either one of them. I don't even want them to watch a game.
And then Greg Robinson at tackle. I mean, there were a couple of the holds I thought were.
I thought so too.
Like they were just waiting for something. They thought they could call a hold and had him targeted.
Really, I didn't think so.
But he was a step slow all game. He and Vlad Dukas both. Oh God, is he?
Yeah, that's you know, I just know in the NFL, I watched it all day, and you watch it all year.
that when you get ahead like that, particularly you're on somebody else's field, they're coming back at you. No. That team's not coming back at you. They're not even designed to come back at you as long as that. Look, if you think that guy's your quarterback long term, then you're a football idiot.
Well, they can't.
You're also wasting a really good defense. They didn't look like it yesterday, but you're still wasting them. What are you going to do about it, Jeff Fisher? What are you going to do about this? You can't have him. Can't have him.
It's a shame for them. It's sort of like the White Sox with Chris Sale. Like you're wasting some prime years of some prime defensive players.
Yeah.
And
they weren't prime yet. Don't get me wrong. They weren't prime yesterday. There's a lot of people running away from you, but yet they are. They're very talented, and I don't know what their problem was yesterday, and a great game plan by the Bears. But if you believe this is his fourth year, I believe, as Rams coach, you got to do better than year four. You can't have clown college at quarterback. You got to have the ability on your field to come back at somebody and make them worry. What were the Bears ever worried? Every pass was batted down. I mean, how do you have every pass batted down?
No, Tracy Porter took some nice angles. There are a lot of the Bears, all four defensive backs played with some
well-scouted
technique and some athleticism, and the fact that the balls were just there late. He gives you every chance to make a break on the ball because he telegraphs the throw. It's not boom, there, it's out. Ooh, I never saw that coming. He gives you all sorts of heads up as to where that thing is going.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, that's just a terrific, that's a romping, stomping victory over a team that everybody thought would beat the Bears.
There's a thought here from Magdy, who says, I'm so happy you mentioned the Aaron Rodgers comments after the game. With all the Bears joy I had with the win yesterday, nothing made me happier than Rodgers calling out that dopey fan. As a Muslim in this country, it was such a breath of fresh air. Thank you, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, it was very cool.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, he didn't have to do that.
Very smart guy, yeah.
He didn't have to offer that.
And after the way that team in front of him, I wouldn't offer anything. I'd want to go hide.
Matt Bowen joins us next. And, you know, Greg Williams is his guy, too. So we'll find out what happened to his guy. If his guy found his pants yet. You got the score.
Bears win. They take out the Rams, making it two wins in a row. Keep it here as we recap the big win. Plus, we'll take a look at what their chances are when they take on John Fox's old team, the Broncos, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to Income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday night.